How much will it be felt? With your news headlines, I'm Tim Bolware. The state announced $62 million in additional budget cuts last week, attempting to balance next year's books. KDOT funding expected to lose about $8 million. Kirk Cutchinson of KDOT doesn't believe the cut is all that serious.
The good news on the KDOT side is that comes out of our operations budget, which is set at about $250 million every year. Last year, we spent about $239 million. A mild winter helped with that. So we had $11 million in savings, essentially, from this past fiscal year.
State Representative John Dahl, Garden City, views it differently.
I just saw predictions for this winter, and they're saying above average snowfall. If that happens, with the cuts that we've made at KDOT, I was told it will take twice as long to clear the highways.
Dahl says budget cuts are delaying construction projects that should already be underway. For up-to-date news headlines, visit westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Bolware.